Good evening and happy hump day, everyone. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight you are listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We've got game two of a six-game set between the Tampa Tarpons and your Dineen Blue Jays. What a game we had here last night. The Tarpons came out hot, getting to Blue Jays starter Matt Swanson for 10 runs in the first four innings and jumping out to a 10-0 lead. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays offense had been held without a hit through the first three innings, and Tampa starter Tyrone Uhle looked fantastic. That all changed in the bottom of the fourth when Dunedin's bats woke up and came back with a vengeance. The Blue Jays exploded for 9 runs in the fourth inning, including a 3-run home run by both Francisco Fajardo and Gabby Martinez to bring it within 1. 14 total batters went to the plate in that half inning, and Uhle was yanked from the game, allowing 8 of those runs, and reliever Ryan Anderson the other one in that inning. The offense wasn't done yet, though. With Anderson still on the mound in the fifth inning, Glenn Santiago hit a 2-run shot, his first since being brought up to Dunedin, to give the DJs an 11-10 lead. Rainer Nunez hit a solo shot in the sixth for good measure to make it 12-10, and that would be enough for Dunedin to end up with a 12-11 victory in the series opener. That home run by Nunez was his 8th of the season and ties him up with Carlos Dominguez of the St. Lucie Mets for the Florida State League lead. Tonight, the Blue Jays send out Kendry Rojas, who makes his 4th start of the season. He's 1-1 with a 5.82 ERA, but when he's on, he's on. It'll be about whether he can command the zone and limit his walks tonight. He will take on Tampa starter Yan Castro. He's made 4 starts all season. Tonight will be his 5th through 13 innings pitch. He's got an 0.69 ERA and 15 strikeouts in those 13 innings. The lineups look like this for the Tarpons. Leading off the shortstop in center field, Jason Dominguez. Batting third at first base, Anthony Garcia. Batting fourth at third base, Marcos Cabrera. Batting fifth, the catcher, Anthony Siegler. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ben Coles. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Grant Richardson. Batting eighth, the DH, Ben Rice. And batting ninth in right field, Alan Mejia. For the Blue Jays, they look like this. Batting first at second base, Adrian Pinto. Batting second in center field, Cam Eden. Batting third, the DH, Danny Jansen. Batting fourth at first base, Rainer Nunez. Batting 5th in left field, Gabby Martinez. Batting 6th at shortstop, Esteban Machado. Batting 7th in right field, Adriel Sotolongo. Batting 8th at third base, Damiano Palmigiani. And batting 9th, the catcher, Jose Ferrer. We'll take a short break. First pitch will be in about 10 minutes. You are listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back. Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got game two of this series between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Beautiful night here in Dunedin, Florida. 79 degrees right now. Wind blowing pretty hard out there, straight out to right field, just like last night. You saw that affect a few balls last night. It looks like we're about ready to get started. Henry Rojas, the lefty, will be the batter. He'll face his Alexander Vargas and the shortstop. Rojas kicks and fires first pitch. A grounder pass, Palmigiani. That's going to be a single to start off the game for Vargas. The leadoff man is on the first pitch of the game.
Now batting in center fielder, number 12, Jason Dominguez.
Jason Dominguez is the center fielder coming up now. He's a triple shy of the cycle last night. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off his at-bat. If you missed last night, really fantastic game for the Blue Jays. Not through the first 3.5 innings. They're down 10. And they're going to call a balk there on Kendry Rojas. He did step in the direction of home. The lefty with his pickoff move. It was closer to home than it was to first. So that's going to be a balk and put the leadoff man in scoring position now for Tampa. And 10-0 through the first 3.5 innings. Drop to left side, that's going to kick foul on the spin. Now 0-2 to Dominguez. But the Blue Jays came roaring back in that bottom half of the fourth, scoring 9. 8 off the starter Tyrone Yuley. The other one in that inning off Ryan Anderson, then came back and scored 2 more in the fifth inning, and another in the sixth. Ended up winning 12-11. Fell back into the netting, keeping himself alive. Dominguez is. No balls, 2 strikes to the center fielder. No balls. Kicks and fires that one in the dirt. Blocked there by Ferrer. Close is Adrian Pinto. That's going to get into center field. Could have had a chance. Now he's going to dart towards third. The throw from Eden is going to be offline. That's going to be an error likely on Rojas. Now a runner at third. No outs. And that is an error on the pitcher, Kendry Rojas. So not how you'd want to handle leadoff man. A balk and an error on a pickoff attempt. Now he's at third with no outs to Jason Dominguez. 1-2 count. Ross Jason fires that one low inside. Delivers that one in there, that slider. Got him to swing over top. And that's out number 1 of the inning. Now let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, we've got Gabby Martinez, Cam Eden, and Adriel Sotolongo. Along the infield, third to first, Damiano Pompagnani, Esteban Machado, Adrian Pinto, and Raymond Nunez with Jose Ferrer behind the pitch. Runner on third, 1 out for Anthony Garcia. Kicks and fires. Rojas does that one. Two for five himself. 2-0 pitch, fouled off, now 2-1. The shadow is starting to creep in between the mound and home plate. Obviously worked in the advantage of the pitcher. Rojas kicks and fires the 2-1. That one in there, 2-2. Good pitch, that fastball right at the top of the zone. Strikeout here would be huge. 2-2. The 2-2 from Rojas. Cut and a miss. That slider low and in. That back foot slider gets Garcia to swing and chase at it, and it drops off the table. Two third big baseman, strikeouts 10, by Kendry Cabrera. Rojas. Now that runner on third with two outs. Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman, hit a three-run shot in the first inning of the game last night. Caught and a miss of that slider. 0-1 to start, and that slider is, when it's on, it's fantastic from Rojas. Come set, 0-1. Kicks and fires. That one in there. Now Cabrera down 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away here, top of the first. Rojas fires, cut, and a miss. Three straight strikeouts to strand the runner on first. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, home half of the first inning. It's going to be Adrian Pinto, Cam Eden, and Danny Jansen leading it off. The leadoff man for Tampa got on, but Kendry Rojas able to strike out the next three batters. Huge inning for the Blue Jays defensively. First pitch to Pinto from Yan Castro. It's in there for a called strike, 0-1. That one taken for a strike as well. Now Pinto down 0-2. Pinto did not play in last night's game. Tonight playing second base and swings of that one. That slider low and away got him to chase. Three pitches, one strikeout for Yan Castro, and that's going to bring up Cam Eden. Cam Eaton, the center fielder. 1-for-4 last night. Cuts and misses of that one low and away. 0-1 to start him off. That one up and in. A ball and a strike to the center fielder. Eden on rehab assignment from Vancouver, our high A affiliate. Coming back from a shoulder injury as he takes that one outside. 2-1. Last year about a 274. Spent all last year in Vancouver. Caught and I missed that one. Now 2-2. Jan Castro comes set. Kicks and fires. That one, the slider. Got him to look at it. In there for a called strike. Two up, two down, two strikeouts.
Designated hitter, number 16, Danny Jansen.
Danny Jansen, the DH tonight. Recognizable name. The normal starting catcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. He's down here rehabbing an oblique just like his teammate Teoscar Hernandez was about a week ago. That first one up and in. He gets out of the way, 1-0. Went 1-for-2 last night. Scored 2 runs. Castro kicks and fires that slider low and away. Jan Castro, the 22-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. Signed with the Yankees organization in 2018. Jansen watches that one go by for a strike. Now 2-1. Series pitched really, really well. As he kicks and fires at 2-1. That one out in the hands. That's going to bloop over and down for a base hit in the left center field. A two-out single for Danny Jansen brings up the tied for first league leader in home runs in the Florida State League, Rainer Nunez.
First baseman, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Rainer Nunez hit his 8th home run of the season last night. In the 6th inning, at the time, put the Blue Jays up 12-10. Go on to win last night, as I mentioned earlier, 12-11. The 0-2 pitch fouled off. That goes off the window to the baseball ops suite right next to me. Off the bat. Nunez batting 311 on the season. Castro kicks and fires. That one, a hard hit ground ball. That's going to get through the hole. Left side of the infield. Back-to-back singles. And that's going to bring up Gabby Martinez. Gabby Martinez, the left fielder.
Number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Martinez last night, 2-for-4. Hit a 3-run shot in that huge 4th inning for Dunedin. First pitch from Castro is in there for a called strike. That completely missed the spot that Castro was aiming for. Siegler had to throw his glove to the left, but apparently caught the inside corner. 0-1. That one low and out, and that's going to get by Siegler. Both runners are going to advance into scoring position. After the back-to-back singles by Jansen and Nunez, the wild pitch for Siegler puts them both at second and third. One ball, one strike. Huge opportunity here for the Blue Jays to get out in front early. And that one's popped up right side. That should stay in the infield. It's going to be called off by the second baseman, Ben Cowles, and he's going to miss it. Both runners are going to come in to score. We'll see how that's ruled, but Ben Cowles, tonight's second baseman, just completely missed on it.
Shortstop, number 14, Esteban Machado.
It's going to go down as the third straight single for Dunedin. A two RBI one for Gavi Martinez. That one low and inside, 92 mile an hour fastball, highest he's gotten to on the radar gun tonight. 1-0. Just like that, Dunedin out to a 2-0 lead. That one just off the plate, now 2-0. Infield shifted a little to the right for Machado, the lefty. That one's in there for a called strike, 2-1. Machado actually a switch hitter, batting left-handed at the moment for the right-handed pitcher, Yan Castro. 2-1 pitch, fouled off left side. That's going to make it 2-2. Blue Jays wearing the blue jerseys, white pants. Tampa in there, all grays. The 2-2 from Castro. There goes Martinez. That's going to be fouled off of Machado's foot. That was the inside of the right foot for Machado. Looks like his shin guard does extend over to the inside part of his ankle, so he looked like he was quite all right with it. 2-2. Martinez went on the last pitch. Let's see if he goes again. He does not. Swung on, grounder over to first. It's going to be picked. Nice pick there by Anthony Garcia. He'll step on first and make the play unassisted. But the Blue Jays jump out to a 2-0 lead on the 2-RBI single by Gavi Martinez. We will head to the top half of the second. It's 2-0 Blue Jays, but fans, don't miss out on Fishing Night, sponsored by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro, tomorrow, May 12th, when your Blue Jays take on these Tampa Tarpons. The first 1,000 fans will go home with the DJ Fishing Bobblehead, courtesy of Pisces Sushi. In addition to the bobblehead giveaway, there will be a fishing raffle complete with charters and gear. It will also be Dollar Beer Night, presented by Budweiser. $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. Don't miss out. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com. Get your tickets now. Come on out to the ballpark. Get a bobblehead and some $1 beers. You're going to have a great time, we guarantee it. Back here in the top half of the second inning, the catcher Anthony Siegler will lead it off. On the year, batting 254, the lefty kicks and fires. Rojas gets that first pitch called on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Rojas kicks and fires again. That one lifted into right field. Wind's blown out that way, but tracking it is Adriel Sotolongo, and he will make the grab for out number one.
Second baseman, number 8, Ben Cowles.
One up, one down for the second baseman, Ben Cowles. Cowles just activated off the IL. Second baseman batting 200 on the season. For a ball, 1-0. Cakes and fires. That one's lifted right side. That'll get out of play. A ball and a strike now to Cowles. Cowles playing in his 14th game this year. The 1-1 fouled off. Right side, out of play. One ball, two strikes. Rojas, after that leadoff single by Alexander Vargas, struck out the next three batters he faced. 1-2 pitch up high. Two balls, two strikes. 2-0 ball game for the Blue Jays. Pitch on the way. That one is inside corner, called. Strike three. Fourth strikeout of the game so far for Rojas. That first one looking, though. And now Grant Richardson, the left fielder, will come up. Nobody on, two away. Richardson also batting 200 on the year. His 16th game. That one in there for a called strike to start him off 0-1. Richardson, former 17th round draft pick, actually last year, by the Yankees organization out of University of Indiana. 1-1 pitch is that last one. Missed outside. The 1-1 here. That one fouled off his foot. Now 1-2. Ball and two strikes to Richardson. Lefty-lefty matchup. Kicks and fires. That one fouled off into the netting. Staying alive. Richardson fouls that. Still 1-2. It's actually a reverse splits guy, batting 273 against left-handed pitching and 179 against right-handed pitching. That one grounder right side. That'll be picked up by Nunez. He's going to take it himself. He has to sprint a little bit, as Nunez gets there in time to complete the three-up, three-down inning. We will head to the bottom half of the second, but first, are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays. We're back here in the bottom half of the second inning. Soto Longo, Palmigiani, and Ferrer all due up in this half inning. Soto Longo, the right fielder tonight. you know, Castro working from that left side of the rubber from our perspective. First pitch, a chopper over his head over to the second baseman, Ben Cowles. Third, Longo. One up, one down. That'll bring up
third baseman,
Damiano Palmigiani.
Damiano Palmigiani.
Damiano Palmigiani, the third baseman tonight. First pitch he sees is inside, taking for a ball, 1-0. Palmigiani, the only starter last night to not record a hit. Did drive in a run, though, on a sacrifice fly to center field. Swung on, lifted into left field. That's going to go over the head of the left fielder, Grant Richardson. He's busting it over to second. The throw to the infield will not be in time. Palmigiani into second, standing up. Palmigiani, good to see him get a hard hit ball like that. He's been struggling to get on,
now batting catcher,
on base recently
nine,
after
Jose
starting off really
Correa.
Hot. That's his fifth double of the season. Puts himself in scoring position for Jose Ferrer, the catcher. And there goes Siegler to talk to Yan Castro for a second. With a runner on second, they might be switching up their signs. Another opportunity for the Blue Jays here. Runner in scoring position, one away, trying to extend their lead. Castro kicks and fires that pitch off the plate for a ball to start off Ferrer 1-0. Castro looking towards Palmigiani, kicks and fires. That's the curveball, I believe, 1-1. Kicks and fires. That one, the curveball again. That one low. Two balls and a strike. Top of the order on deck, Adrian Pinto. 2-1 pitch. That's a fastball in there. 91 miles an hour inside corner. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Castro fires. That one low in the dirt. That looked like the slider that time. Tried to get it low and away. Got it too low and too far away. Count runs full, 3-2 to Ferrer. On the year, batting 240. Did not play in last night's game with Danny Jansen behind the plate, with Jansen in the DH role tonight, and he gets the opportunity. 3-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted right side. That'll get out of play. Ferrer keeps himself alive, fouls off that fastball. Count stays 3-2. Castro fires, curveball, foul tip. It's high in the zone. But Ferrer could not make good enough contact
Adrian
on it.
Third
strikeout of the game so far for Yan Castro. That'll bring up Adrian Pinto. Two outs, runner on second. First pitch to Pinto, swung on, lifted up in the infield. Who's going to call for it? Cabrera's on it, and so it's the shortstop, Alexander Vargas, calls him off at the last second, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. One-out double from Palmigiani. He's left on second to end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the... We're back here in the top half of the third inning. 2-0 lead for Dunedin. Ben Rice, the DH, will lead it off for Tampa. Rojas out of the windup, kicks and fires. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike. Cuts and misses at that slider low. Now 0-2 to Rice. Rice playing his third, playing in his third game this year. 0-5 at the plate. The 0-2 pitch, cut and a miss. He got him with another slider. Fifth strikeout of the day so far for Kendry Rojas, and that will bring up Alan Mejia, the right fielder.
Right fielder, number 6.
One up, one down, Alan Mejia. First pitch he sees is in there for a called strike, the fastball, 0-1. Mejia batting 125 on the year, playing in a sixth game. Grounder over to short. That'll be picked up by Machado. The throw is in time to get Mejia. Two up, two down. Top of the order coming up. Shortstop, now the shortstop for Tampa, Alexander Vargas. Led off the game with a single into left field on the first pitch by Rojas. Reached second on a Rojas balk and then third on a Rojas error. On a pickoff attempt, but was stranded there after Rojas was able to strike out the next three batters. First pitch he swings at, lifted into right field. Sotolongo getting underneath, adjusting, and that's going to get past him. The wind causing trouble here early on. That's going to be a two-out double. That wind, just like last night, causing issues early on in this game. Tough break for Rojas and for Sotolongo. If you look at the flags out in right field at the WestJet flight deck, they're whipping pretty good. They're going out to right field. They're kind of gusting a little bit left, but it's a tough break. First pitch to Jason Dominguez, fouled off left side, now 0-1 to start him. No balls, one strike. Dominguez struck out swinging on a slider, back foot slider. In the first inning, 1-1. That pitch outside, that slider couldn't get it to hit the right spot. Rojas looks over towards second. Kicks and fires that fastball up. Dominguez leaning back from it, 2-1. Vargas out there, possibly get another balk called on Rojas, getting in his head. And now I move over to second with Vargas back in easily. It's a longer developing pickoff move from Kendry Rojas. Two balls and a strike. Runner in scoring position, two outs. Pitch on the way, caught and a miss of that slider down. And now a runner going to third. Throw from Ferrer, and he got him. Vargas caught stealing on that pitch in the dirt. Jose Ferrer, that he blocked it, kept it really close to him. I don't know why Vargas went for it. He was gunned down easily at third. And that will end it, gets rid of the scoring threat pretty easily. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. It's 2-0. Blue Jays out in front. We're back here in the bottom half of the third, 2-0 Blue Jays lead after that caught stealing by Alexander Vargas. They're gonna call an automatic strike on Cam Eden. He was not ready. With 9 seconds left on the clock. Now an 0-1 pitch. The first pitch, 1-1. That one up and in. Cam Eden being a minor league rehabber. The pitch clock still applies. The same cannot be said about Danny Jansen. That one low and away gets back behind Siegler. 2-1. Major league rehabbers do not have to follow the same clock rules that these players in the minor leagues have to, as that one's fouled back. Now 2-2. Obviously makes sense because there is no pitch clock in the major league at the moment. Though with all the cuts in normal game time, that one a soft liner caught by Cowles. That'll be out number one. With all the reduction in game time here at the minor league level, there's been a lot of talk, especially amongst beat reporters and analysts at the major league level, that could be implemented pretty soon, maybe within the next year or two. Danny Jansen, the DH tonight, first pitch up high. In his first at bat, came around and scored the first run. That one popped up right side. Calling forward is Anthony Garcia, backing up from the wind, and he's able to make the adjustment for out number two. That brings up Rainer Nunez. He also singled to left in the first inning, came around and scored the second run on the two RBI single by Gabby Martinez. Nunez, the team leader in batting average, RBIs, home runs. Comes up, nobody on, two away. First pitch, cut, and a miss of that fastball. 0-1 to start him. No balls and a strike. Castro fires. That one in on the hands, fouled off. Now Nunez down quickly here. 0-2. He's also the team leader in hits and runs scored. He's had a very good start to the year. And now time granted by the home plate umpire. No balls, two strikes. Castro kicks and fires outside. 96 on that one. But his fastball was sitting at around 90 to 92. Must have put everything he had into that one. 1-2. Cut and a miss. That one, 95. Saved everything he had for those last two pitches to get Nunez on the strikeout. Fourth one of the night for him. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. It's 2-0. And don't forget, Blue Jays fans, your Blue Jays continue this series against the Tampa Tarpons all the way through Sunday. If you want to come out to a game, you can listen live here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back for the top of the fourth shortly. We're back here, top half of the fourth inning. Jason Dominguez, the center fielder, back up after he was at the plate when Vargas was caught stealing at third. First pitch to him in this at-bat is swung on and missed on the slider, 0-1. The 0-1 from Rojas. He tried to check his swing, but ended up going too far around. Now, 0-2. The 0-2 pitch from Rojas. Swung on, lifted into center field. Cam Eden getting underneath that one will make the grab.
First baseman, number 25, Anthony Garcia.
Anthony Garcia coming up now. He's 0-1. Struck out swinging in the first inning. Rojas out of the windup. First pitch, cut and a miss on the fastball up. 0-1. No balls and a strike. Rojas fires that one in there. No balls, two strikes. Rojas attacking these hitters. 42 pitches so far, 33 strikes. You know, too low, just a little low. Try to get him to chase on that off speed. A ball and two strikes to Garcia. The 1-2 up and in. Fastball that would have been in on the hands. Tried to get him to go after it. Almost did. Took the bat off his shoulder, but didn't bring it around. 2-2. That one outside. Garcia's worked the count full. 3-2. From Rojas is called a ball. Looked all right to me. The home plate umpire said, I believe it was a little too low now. One on, one out.
Third baseman, number 10,
after that walk from Garcia, that's going to bring up third baseman Marcos Cabrera. First walk of the day issued by Rojas. First pitch, cut and a miss on that slider. 0-1 to start off Cabrera. Time called. I think something fell out of Cabrera's pocket. Might have been a necklace that came off that he put into his pocket. 0-1. Swung on, grounder over to short. Nice diving pickup by Machado. He's going to have to go to first with it. And it's in time. A beautiful play by Esteban Machado diving to his right. A great pick off the clay, and a powerful throw gets Cabrera.
Anthony Siegler.
Runner in scoring position, but now with two outs. Can put a star next to that one in the scorebook. Now Siegler, the catcher, coming up. He flew out to right field in his first at-bat. First pitch to the catcher is up high. Ferrer nodded towards Rojas. Exactly where he wanted that pitch to be, even though it was called a ball. Trying to get him to chase at the fastball up. 1-0. That one ripped into left field. That's going to be a fair ball. Extra base hit likely for Siegler. One run's going to come in. And Tampa cuts the lead in half on the RBI double by Anthony Siegler. That one landed about 6 inches fair. Now Tampa on the board. 2-1 ball game.
Cowles.
Ben Cowles, the second baseman. An RBI, Siegler's 12th of the year on his sixth double. First pitch to Cowles. That slider low. Couldn't get in the chase. 1-0. That pitch up. Cowles struck out looking. Second out of the second inning. Back up here in the fourth. Runner in scoring position. Two down. 2-0 from Rojas. That one's in there. Two balls and a strike. Ross looking towards second. Kicks and fires up high and outside. Now a 3-1 count to Ben Cowles. The 3-1 up high. Rojas walks Cowles, the second baseman, and that's going to get Ferrer out to the mound
now
to talk to his pitcher.
31, Grant Richardson.
Grant Richardson will step in. And now Drew Hayes will head out to the mound as well. And the Blue Jays infield will converge on the mound to join him. Runners at first and second, two away. Grant Richardson, he grounded out to third. Unassisted play made by Rainer Nunez to end the second inning. Now a 2-1 ball game. Runner in scoring position for him. Potentially able to tie this one up. Blue Jays scored two in the bottom half of the first. And one here for Tampa. Top half of the fourth inning. Everybody heads back. First mound visit of the day for the Blue Jays. Jose Ferrer outside of that dirt circle, giving some defensive signals. He heads back. Richardson steps in, and we're ready to go. First pitch, cut and a miss. That slider low and away. 0-1 to Richardson. Does hit lefties better than righties. That one low and away. Rojas normally sits his fastball at around 90. Can fluctuate from 88 to 92. That changeup sits around 84, 85, and that slider can be from 78 to about 81. That one down low. Slider again at 80. 1-2 count to Richardson. Ball and two strikes. Rojas trying to get out of here with the lead still intact. Looks towards second, kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. He tried to check his swing, but wasn't able to hold up. Strikeout number 6 for Kendry Rojas, and we'll head to the bottom half of the fourth. Blue Jays lead, but now 2-1. We're back here in the bottom half of the fourth inning here at TD Ballpark. Beautiful night for baseball. The shade is now extended all the way to the edge of the infield. First pitch to Gabby Martinez in there for a called strike. Yon Castro still out there. Now his fourth inning of work. Martinez, Machado, and Sotolongo all do up in this half inning. First pitch, that second pitch, excuse me, looked like the curveball side towards Martinez. He ducked out of the way, 1-1. The 1-1, big cut and miss to that fastball. Martinez now down 1-2. He singled in two runs on that pop-up that Ben Callis couldn't get to with the wind. 1-2 pitch, cut and a miss at the high heat, 95. One up, one down on the strikeout. That'll bring up Esteban Machado.
Number 14, Esteban Machado.
Fifth strikeout so far for Yon Castro. Only allowed one earned run coming into tonight. Gave up two earned runs in the first inning. But it looks like he settled in pretty well. That first pitch to Machado in there for a called strike, 0-1. The 0-1 fouled off left side towards the Tampa dugout. Almost a great backhanded play by Donnie Murphy trying to get it before it could reach the outfield. Went right off his left hand. Good reaction time from the former major leaguer. The 0-2 pitch in on the hands, popped up and out of play. Off the facing of the roof above the stands, comes back into the bowl. No balls, two strikes. That one inside. Machado turns away from it. One and two. Castro fires. Grounder right past him. Over to the shortstop. Vargas throw is in time. Four out number two.
Now batting number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Adriel Sotolongo, the right fielder. Grounded out to second. First at bat. Base is empty, two away. First pitch, he checked his swing. Did he go? It is not ruled that he did by the field umpire. I was up and in with that fastball. 1-0. Castro kicks and fires. That one's in there. 1-1. Time is called. They're going to have him toss that ball out. New ball issued to Castro by the home plate umpire. Ball and a strike to Sotolongo. Kicks and fires. That curveball started off right at Sotolongo. Broke in, but not far enough. Two balls and a strike. Castro fires. Chopper left side into the Tampa dugout. 2-2 to Sotolongo. Two balls, two strikes. Two away here, bottom four. Pitch on the way, swung on, lifted into center field. Jason Dominguez settling underneath and will make the grab. Four out, number three. Three out, three down, go. The Blue Jays will head to the top half of the fifth. It's 2-1. Dunedin leads. We're back here, top five, 2-1 ball game. Blue Jays out in front. Ben Rice, the DH, will lead it off for Tampa. First pitch is in there for called strike. 0-1 to the DH. Still yet to record a hit with Tampa this season. The 0-1 from Rojas cuts and misses at that slider. Rice struck out swinging back in the third inning. And did he go that time? It didn't catch. Checked his swing. One and two count now to the DH. Picked up by Pinto. Throw over to Nunez in time for the 4-3 putout. That'll bring up Alan Mejia, the right fielder.
Right fielder, number 6, Alan Mejia.
One up, one down here in the fifth. Mejia grounded out to shortstop in his first at bat. Machado with a nice play. Foul tip, and that bat came around, I think, and hit Ferrer. 0-1, Ferrer looks to be quite all right. Pitch from Rojas, that one a little low. One pitch is low as well. That slider. Tried to get him a chase after, he wouldn't. 2-1. Fouled straight down, back. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One away here, 2-1 ball game. Rojas kicks and fires. That one just off the plate. Ferrer tried to sell it, but to no avail. 3-2 full count. Cut and a miss of the fastball up. Strikeout number 7 on the night for Rojas. That'll bring up the top of the order, Alexander Vargas.
Alexander Vargas.
Three hits on the night for Tarpon, the Tarpon so far. Caught in a miss of that slider low in the dirt. 0-1 to start him. Two of those three hits for Tampa belong to Alexander Vargas. The 0-1, that one's in there. Vargas quickly down 0-2. Rojas trying to complete his fifth inning. That one in there. Called strike 3. Slider at the back door. Strikeout number 8 on the night for Rojas. 3-up, 3-down go the Tarpons, and we'll head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's 2-1 here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Palmigiani, Ferrer, and Pinto all do up here. Yon Castro back out for his fifth inning. First pitch to Palmigiani popped up, back up and out of play. 0-1 to start him off. Palmigiani doubled into left field. He's 1-for-1 on the day. That was back in the second inning. Watches that one go by outside. Now 1-1. Castro kicks and fires. That one popped up. That's going to get out of play again. One and two to Palmigiani. Castro comes set. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss of that 95-mile-an-hour fastball up. Strikeout number 6 on the day so far for Castro, and that'll bring up Jose Ferrer.
The catcher, number 9, Jose Ferrer.
Jose Ferrer, he struck out swinging in the second inning on a full count. First pitch is that slider in there for a called strike, 0-1. Go one low. Called a strike. Oh, goodness. 0-2 to Ferrer. Didn't think for a second that'd be called a strike. Now Ferrer down 0-2, and he watches that one skip on the plate. 1-2 the count to Jose Ferrer. Always a pitcher of the plate when he doesn't agree with a strike call. Probably turns back and says, okay, just make sure we get that too. That one in on the hands. It's going to be caught. A soft liner. Little flare shot by Jose Ferrer, caught by Ben Cowles, the second baseman. Nice sliding play by
second
him. That's two up, two down for the Blue Jays.
Adrian Pinto.
They'll be on two away. Pinto rips that one past the shortstop Vargas for a two-out single. Real tough play for a shortstop to make there, and Vargas unable to make it. That brings up Cam Eden,
center
today's
fielder, three,
center fielder.
Cam Eden.
Eden 0-for-2, struck out looking in the first and lined out to second in the third. Pinto dancing around out there. That one, the curveball doesn't break enough. 1-0 the count. There goes Pinto. Throw from Siegler is going to be high, and Pinto is going to be into second with a stolen base. 2-0 count now at the plate to Eden, runner in scoring position. That stolen base brought to you by Academy Bus. Just the second stolen base on the year for Adrian Pinto. To a pitch. Eden fouls that one off back. Two balls and a strike. Castro fires that one outside. 3-1 now to Eden. Jack Neely warming up in the Tampa pen. That one up and in. Curveball can't catch the zone. Two out walk puts runners at first and second. for the Blue Jays, and Danny Jansen coming up to the plate. And here comes Rachel Balkovic, the Tampa manager. She comes out, and I think that's going to be it for Yan Castro. Let's wait for her to take the ball away from him, and gives a couple fist bumps, gives the ball to his manager, I believe, hugging his catcher, still hasn't given her the ball, tossed it to his first baseman, and now she gets it. New pitcher on the way for Tampa. You are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Number 16, Danny Jansen.
We're back here in the bottom half of the fifth. Two outs here. New pitcher for the Tarpons is the right-hander, number 43, Jack Neely. He's on for the 10th time this year. 2-0 record, 7.30 ERA, but with two saves. He'll come on to face Danny Jansen. Jansen 2-for-4 in his rehab stint here. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Neely, the 11th round selection by the Yankees in last year's draft out of Ohio State. The 0-1 checked his swing. Did he? We'll see what the call is. And he did not go, as a snap throw to second was not in time to get Pinto. Saw that last night. Siegler tried to throw behind Machado as there's some commotion from the Tampa dugout. Not agreeing with the check swing call. 1-1. Swung on. Lifted in the infield. The catcher Neely is getting underneath. He'll make the grab himself. And that will end the inning and the threat. The Blue Jays leave to score none. We'll head to the top half of the sixth inning. And fans, again, don't miss out on fishing night. Sponsored by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro, tomorrow, May 12th, when your Blue Jays take on these Tampa Tarpons. The first 1,000 fans will go home with the DJ Fishing Bobblehead, courtesy of. In addition to the Bobblehead giveaway, there will be a fishing raffle, complete with charters and gear. It will also be Dollar Beer Night, presented by Budweiser. $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. Don't miss out. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. We'll be right back. We're back here in the top half of the sixth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 21, Jonathan Bernal. Bernal making his sixth appearance, only second in relief. First pitch to Dominguez, ripped down the line, but foul. 0-1 to start him off. Bernal 0-3 when he gets the decision. Through 20 and two-thirds innings pitch. Rojas with an amazing start. Five innings pitch, three hits, one run. It was earned. Two walks and eight strikeouts. Really nice day on the mound from him. Cut and a miss there now. 0-2 to Jason Dominguez. Bernal 0-2. Swung on, grounder over to second. That's going to be picked up by Pinto. Throw to Nunez in time for out number one.
First baseman, number 25, Anthony Garcia.
Bernal, the 19-year-old righty. Fastball, sinker, slider, change. First pitch to Garcia is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to the first baseman. Caught and a miss there. Looked like the changeup 81. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Bernal out of the windup. Cut and a miss. Three pitches, one strikeout to Garcia. First strikeout of the game of his appearance for Bernal. That brings up Marcos Cabrera.
10, Marcos Cabrera.
Two up, two down here in the sixth. Cabrera, the third baseman. Four home runs on the year. One of those being last night in the first inning. There's the slider, 76 miles an hour, 0-1. Got Cabrera to chase at it. Did it again, same pitch, same location. Now 0-2 to Cabrera. Bernal 0-2, and same pitch again. Checked his swing that time. He wanted to go after it, but he knew better. One and two. He threw it again. That time in the zone. Got him to swing at it and swung over top. Three up, three down. Two strikeouts in the inning for Jonathan Bernal. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. Fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Tomorrow and every Thursday night home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. As I said just an inning ago, we've got $1 12-ounce beer, $2 16-ounce beer, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we've got buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. And Saturday nights, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We're back here, bottom half of the sixth inning. 2-1 ball game. Blue Jays out in front. Tampa, 1-4. Caught and a miss of that fastball up in the zone. 0-1 to start off Nunez. It's 1-2 on the day. Singled and struck out. And he's going to take that ball. Clock violation on Jack Neely. Stepped off the rubber. Now 1-1. Cuts and misses that fastball again. Now 1-2. Nunez, Martinez, Machado due up in this half inning. One, two, inside. He got out of the way. 96. Two balls, two strikes to Nunez. That one low and outside. Did he go? He did not. Checked his swing and that slider away. Works it full. 3-2. Swung on. That one lifted into center field. That's going to fall in front of Dominguez for a leadoff single to Nunez. Kind of looked like Dominguez didn't go all out for it.
Left fielder,
potentially
number 20, Gabby
could have caught
Martinez.
That, I think. It didn't land too far in front of him, but we'll take the base hit. One on, no outs for Gabby Martinez, the left fielder. He's hit a home run in each of the last two games. Four on the year, cuts and misses that slider, low and away. 0-1. Neely kicks and fires, caught at, now 0-2. That one up high, ducks out of the way, now 1-2. Martinez on the year batting 267. It's 1-2 today. Single, two RBIs, and a strikeout. Neely with the slide step. Swung on, grounder over to short. Potential double play, and that's going to be eaten up by Vargas. He misplayed that. Wouldn't have been the easiest double play, but he definitely could have got the lead runner with Martinez running down the first base
shortstop
line. That's going to go down
14,
as an E6.
Machado.
Runners at first and second now with Machado coming up. Last night went 1-4. And stepping off, that's going to be one attempt for Neely, checking his signs. Machado went 7-15 in the Clearwater series. He's been really good at the plate lately. First pitch outside. First two batters on base now for Dunedin. Machado at the dish. Sotolongo on deck. The 1-0 swung on. Ripped into left center field. Think that's going to get over the head. That is. That's going to be extra bases for Machado. They're going to wave Nunez around second. Martinez, they're going to hold. An RBI double for Esteven Machado. And now the Blue Jays lead 3-1 with Adriel Sotolongo coming up. Two runners in scoring position.
Sotolongo!
Great piece of hitting there by Esteven Machado. Huge opportunity here now for Dunedin. Keep extending the lead. First pitch to Sotolongo's in there for a called strike. and one. Nearly fires, cuts, and misses that one. Way out in front. He was expecting fastball there now. 0-2 to Soto Longo. Machado, that was his fourth double of the year, and drove in his fifth run. Swung on that one off the end of the bat. And they're going to try to appeal for interference, but well played there by Machado. He got in front of Vargas. Disrupted the momentum a little bit, but he made no contact with him. And he didn't touch the ball. Now here comes Rachel Polkovec to argue that that should have been interference. The run comes in to score. Now runner at third, one away. It's definitely not interference. He didn't make contact with the fielder. He ran towards the inside of where the fielder was. Didn't touch the ball. Vargas, if anything, could have had a chance to throw down to home and get the lead runner. But instead, he pointed towards Machado, who's now on third base, complaining that it was interference, instead of sticking with the play and going at home. One away here, runner on third. Swung on, popped up right side. That's going to get out of play. Palmigiani, the third baseman, up. One for two, he doubled. Swung on, that one's into left field. That's going to fall for base hit. Palmigiani with his second hit of the night. Drives in another run for the Blue Jays, and now we lead 4-1.
Catcher number 9, Jose Ferrer.
Excuse me, we lead 5-1 right now. The scoreboard's wrong and on our end. That's going to get Siegler out to go talk to Neely. He'll jog back behind the plate. Jose Ferrer, the catcher, coming up. One on, one out. Palmigiani on first. Pitch on the way. Cut and missed at that breaking ball. Down in the dirt, 0-1. Ferrer, 0-2. Strikeout and a, I guess you'd call it a soft liner to second. That pitch taken outside, 1-1. And he watches that slider low and away. Good discipline, not chasing after. 2-1. 3 runs in this bottom half of the 6th inning for the Blue Jays. They extend their lead now out to 4. Neely kicks and fires that one outside. And a strike. Kicks and fires, 95. Past Ferrer, 3-2. Two pitch, cut and a miss, went right back with the fastball. Ferrer down on strikes for the second time tonight, and that's going to bring up Adrian Pinto.
Second baseman, number 44, Adrian Pinto.
First strike out of the appearance for Neely, and that's going to get Rachel Balkovec out of the dugout again, this time to take Neely out of the game. New pitcher for Tampa when we return. It's 5-1. Blue Jays out in front. We're back here in the bottom half of the sixth. New pitcher for Tampa is number 26, the right-hander Bailey Deez. He's on for the fourth time, 1-0 with a 4.91 ERA through 3 2/3 innings pitched. First pitch is low to Adrian Pinto. 1-0 the count. Deez, the 18th round selection last year for the Yankees. That one's fouled off, 1-1. Year old out of Penn State. First full year as a professional. 1-1 count. Kicks and fires up high. Now 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Three runs scored in this half inning for the Blue Jays. They lead 5-1. Swung on, grounder over to short. That's going to be picked up by Vargas. He'll go to second. That's going to be misplayed. Bad throw. Palmigiani's going to make it to third. E6. Going to keep this inning going for the Blue Jays and bring up Cam Eden.
Center fielder number 3, Cam Eden.
Cam Eden now back up. He's 0-2. He walked back in the last inning. Danny Jansen stepping out again. He's on deck. There goes Pinto cutting a miss. They're going to let him have it. Another stolen base by Pinto. Second of the game. That one still brought to you by Academy Bus. No balls and a strike. Two runners in scoring position now. Dineen trying to continue on, adding to their lead. Cutting a miss there, 0-2. Third stolen base on the year for Adrian Pinto. Deez kicks and fires. Swung on. Ripped down the line. That's going to fall fair. For an extra base hit, Cam Eden rounding first. One run comes in. Pinto's going to jog in. Two runs scored on the double by Cam Eden. And it is 7-1. That error costs the Tarpons two more runs here in this bottom half of the sixth. The Blue Jays now in front 7-1. Runner still in scoring position now for Danny Jansen. First pitch, he watches go by low. Jansen 1-3 today. Deez kicks and fires outside. Siegler didn't like that call. Did look like it was off the plate, 2-0. Ninth hitter of the inning for Dunedin. That one outside, now a 3-0 count. Three balls, no strikes. Rainer Nunez on deck. Rio pitch, that one in there, right on the outside corner. Jansen trying to will a ball. Taking a step or two towards first, hoping to draw the walk, but to no avail, 3-1. Swung on, ripped into center field. Dominguez coming in, he'll make the grab, and that will end the inning. The Blue Jays put 5 across the plate. Dineen now leads 7-1. We will head into the top half of the seventh. 7-1 lead for the Blue Jays. We're back here in the top half of the seventh inning. The catcher, Anthony Siegler, will lead it off. Jonathan Bernal out for his second inning. Final line for Jack Neely after that inning. First pitch called a strike. One inning pitched. Three hits, four runs, two of them earned, and a strikeout. Bailey D's got charged one unearned run after the couple errors in that inning by the Tarpons. Fouled off right side. Now a 0-2 count to Siegler. Siegler 1-for-2 on the night. Doubled in the fourth inning, drove in a run. The only run so far for Tampa. Bernal kicks and fires that one just off the plate. Swung on, lifted left side. Palmigiani underneath it a little bit in foul territory and makes the grab, taking a step or two back. And that's out number one.
Second baseman.
Ben Cowles, the second baseman. He's 0-for-1, drew a walk in the fourth inning. Struck out looking in the second. Blue Jays sent all nine batters to the plate in that half inning. Put five across. That one just below the zone by Bernal. 1-0 to start off Cowles. Pitch, that one in there, right at the knees. 1-1. Soft chopper over to third. Palmigiani coming in, bare hands. Throw is not going to be in time. That'll be an infield single for Ben Cowles. Really tough play to make by Palmigiani. Almost made it. But one on, one out now for
left fielder number
Grant Richardson.
Grant Richardson.
Richardson 0-for-2. He's grounded out and struck out. First pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. One, that one in there as well. Richardson now down 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Bernal peeks over towards first. Comes set. Kicks and fires outside. Think they expected Cowles to be off with that pitch. One and two, and they're going to call a balk, I believe. I'm not sure what on. I didn't see anything abnormal about Bernal's delivery, but no argument from the Dunedin dugout. So now a runner in scoring position. Bernal steps off. One ball and two strikes. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Third strikeout for Bernal. And second out of this inning.
Designated hitter, number 23, Ben Rice.
Two away here, top of the seventh. Dunedin leads by six. Runner in scoring position for Tampa. Ben Rice, the DH. Bernal kicks and fires first pitch. Just off the plate. Ferrer thought that was going to be called a strike. 1-0. Rice 0-2. That one inside. Two balls, no strikes. Swung on, ripped into right. Sotolongo coming in. He'll make the grab on the run, and that will end the inning. Tampa leaves one in scoring position. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom half of the seventh inning. A six-run lead for the Blue Jays. They lead it 7-1. For the Blue Jays, 7 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. For the Tarpons, 1 run on 4 hits, 2 errors. Bailey D is still out there pitching for Tampa. First pitch to Nunez is in there for a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 to start him. Nunez, Martinez, and Machado due up for the second inning in a row. Has led off with a single in the sixth inning. Watch that one go by outside. 1-1. 3. He scored 2 runs. That one is inside now. 2-1. 3.21. He's gotten his average up to now. One, that one outside. Called a strike. Oh, no way. Two and two the count. That looked so high and wide. Cut and a miss. Nunez down on strikes. Slam the bat down. You can completely understand it.
Left fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Gabby Martinez comes up now. That's the first strikeout for Bailey Dees. First pitch to Martinez is up high. 1-0. Martinez 1-for-3. He's reached twice. An error he reached on last inning. Watch that one go by outside corner. Now it's 1-1. Ball and a strike. Machado on deck. That one gets by Siegler. Two balls, one strike. Pitch on the way. Swung on and caught in a miss. Fastball up high. 2-2. Pitch. Coming in is Richardson. He'll call off Vargas and make the grab. Four out number two.
Shortstop, number 14, Esteban Machado.
Two up, two down, Esteban Machado. He'll step in. He's one for three after that double in the sixth inning. That one outside, taking for a ball 1-0. Fouled off. One and one. Drove in a run with that double in the last inning, part of that five-run inning for the Blue Jays. Swung on and ripped to the left side, and that'll get out of play. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. D's trying to get a clean inning here. That one outside. You'll have to wait at least another pitch. That squares up the count. 2-2. Adriel Sotolongo on deck for the Blue Jays. 2-2 pitch. And on the hands. I think that broke the bat. Definitely broke the bat. Chad will have to walk back to his dugout, grab a new piece of lumber. That's fouled off. Keeps him alive in this count. Putting some more pine tar on his new bat. Two balls, two strikes. Steps back in. Looks like we're ready to go. Zach Messenger in the Tampa pen warming up. D's with a 2-2 again. That one outside. Good take there by Machado. That runs it full. 3-2. Three, two pitch. Grounder over to second. Cowles will pick it up. Throw is in time for out number three. Three up, three down. Go the Blue Jays. We will head to the top half of the eighth inning. It's 7-1. And Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Blue Jays continue this series against the Tampa Tarpons tomorrow for Game 3 of this six-game set. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. You can go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets or listen live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Top of the eighth coming up here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the top half of the eighth inning. 7-1 Blue Jays lead. Alan Mejia will lead it off in the nine hole. Then the top of the order, Vargas and Dominguez will come up. First pitch swinging, a chopper into his own dugout. Everybody ducking over there. 0-1 to start him off. Mejia 0-2 today. Bernal kicks and fires that one inside. Breaking ball that Mejia got out of the way of. One and one. Bernal, that one in there. Fouled off. Going back with that slider. A ball and two strikes now to the right fielder. Swung on, lifted right side. That's going to fall for a base hit right off the end of the bat. Had a ton of spin on it. Started off going up the middle and
shortstop number 5, Alexander
darted over to the right into right field. Sotolongo brought it back into the infield. That one looked like one of my tee shots on the golf course. Starts off right down the middle, and then when it hits the apex, just darts to the right side into the woods. First pitch to Vargas is in there. 0-1 to start him. Vargas 2-3. Single on the double. Struck out looking. Lifting to right field. Sotolongo coming in. He's going to make it out there by Adriel Sotolongo.
Center fielder number 12, Jason Dominguez.
That's one down here in the top of the eighth. Jason Dominguez, the center fielder, steps back in. He's 0-3, excuse me. Swung on, lifted into left center field, going back over towards it and over the head of Eden. That's going to get to the wall. They're going to wave the runner around third, and the throw is going to be offline. He's going to be in safely. An RBI double for Jason Dominguez, his first hit of the game. And that makes it 7-2.
Now batting number 25, Anthony Garcia.
Still only one away, Anthony Garcia, the first baseman. Ninth double of the year for Jason Dominguez, driving in his 14th run. Swung on, lifted left side, that's going to get out of play, and on the hands of Garcia, 0-1. Bernal comes set, still working out of the stretch, kicks and fires that one low. A ball and a strike. The 1-1 outside. One is in there running inside corner. Garcia didn't like it. And now he's digging back in, 2-2. Garcia signed with the team in 2017 out of the Dominican Republic. Swings at that one, lifts into center field. Eden going back now, originally planted right there at mid. Center field, and throw to third with the runner tagging up. Dominguez into third safely, but with two outs.
Third baseman, number 10, Marcos Cabrera.
Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman. He's 0-3. was robbed of a base hit by Esteban Machado back in the fourth inning. An outstanding diving pick by him to his right. Strong throw to first to get Cabrera. That pitch fly to center field, and time's going to be called. They called another balk on Bernal. They called a balk on the pitch by Bernal, and with it in play, you're allowed to take the better result if you'd like. So the run comes in to score. It's now a four-run lead for the Blue Jays. That one low and outside. That one a little low. Two runs scored for Tampa in this half inning. Still a four-run lead. Bernal kicks and fires, swung on, lifted into left field. Going back is Martinez. He's going to watch that go onto the... And that is a home run, second home run in as many games for Marcos Cabrera, his fifth of the year. And now the Tarpons within three. Got two kids running towards it on either side. Let's see which one's going to make it there first. I think the one coming from the left side of the bull has given up. The kid who was running from center field by WestJet won the race, and that's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the Blue Jays dugout. He's going to go to a new pitcher. That's it for Bernal. We'll have a new pitcher when we return here at TD Ballpark. Back here, two outs in the top half of the eighth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is number 25, the righty Connor Larkin. He's on for the eighth time this year, 1.80 ERA through 10 innings pitched. First pitch to Anthony Siegler, the catcher, is outside. That one is just below, taken for a ball now, 2-0. Connor Larkin, the ninth round selection for the Blue Jays organization last year, out of Penn State, and trying to check his swing with Siegler, and he couldn't stop the bat in time, 2-1. Two and one, that one in there, right on the inside corner, top of the zone. Evens up the count, 2-2. Last time out for Larkin, he pitched in the Clearwater series, went two innings, didn't give up a hit or a run, struck out three. That one just outside, now 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Larkin fires, fouled off left side. Siegler fights it off. Keep himself alive, 3-2. Siegler, the switch-hitting catcher. All three of their catchers on the roster can hit from the left side of the plate, and he watches that one.
Second baseman, number 8, Ben Cowles.
Ben Cowles back up. He's 1-for-3, reached on an infield hit. That one low and away. Final line for Jonathan Bernal, 2 2/3 innings pitch, 4 hits, 3 runs all earned. 3 strikeouts, 2 balks. 3 balks called on Dineen pitching today. That one just misses, 2-0. And a move over to first, Siegler back in time. He was dancing around over there at first before the last pitch. 3-for-3 on stolen base attempts. And there he goes. He got a run start. Ferrer with the throw to second is not in time. Siegler into second with a stolen base. His 4th of the year. Now it's a 3-0 count. Another runner in scoring position for the Tarpons. That one, a cut and a miss. Cowles got the green light. Three balls and a strike. Cut and a miss there. 93 top of the zone. Can't catch up now. 3-2. Larkin has fought back. Gotten the count full. And the runner goes 3-2 and called strike 3. They would have thrown him out either way. Good overall play there by Larkin, Ferrer, and Palmigiani. And that will end the inning. The Tarpons score 3. They cut the deficit to 3. We'll head to the bottom half of the 8th inning. It's 7-4. Last chance for the Blue Jays to get an insurance run or 2. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. New pitcher for the Tarpons is the right-hander, number 29, Zach Messenger. He's on for the 11th time. First pitch to Sotolongo. That slider low and away. Cuts and misses at it. 0-1 to start him off. Swung on, popped up back out of play. That slider again, he got a piece of. Now 0-2. Come on, yo. Messenger, the 13th round selection by the Yankees in last year's draft out of Virginia. 5.40 ERA through 15 innings pitch. That one in the dirt. Sotolongo is going to run it out, and he's going to be thrown out by Siegler. Got all the way back to the backstop.
Third baseman, number 6.
But goes down as a strikeout with the putout. Demiano Palmigiani, he's 2 for 3. He's had a nice day at the plate so far. Double and a single. An RBI for him and a run scored. First pitch to him, cut and a miss. Messenger starting off with 4 straight sliders. That one up and in, 95 at Palmigiani was gearing up for, but had to back out of. Now 1-1. Final line on Bailey Dees. 1 1/3 innings pitch, 1 hit, 1 run. It was unearned, and 1 strikeout. That slider again fouled off. Ball, 2 strikes. That one up high at 94. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jose Ferrer on deck. That one in the dirt. Yank the slider now. 3-2. Full count to Palmigiani. Three balls, 2 strikes. Messenger kicks and fires up high. That fastball got Palmigiani to chase after it. Now 2 down.
Catcher number 9, Jose Ferrer.
Jose Ferrer, he's 0 for 3. Top of the order on deck, Adrian Pinto. First pitch up and in. Ferrer leaning back from it. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Fastball up high. A ball and a strike. No action in the pen, so you'd assume Connor Larkin's going to go back out for that 4-out save opportunity. That one in there called strike. One, two, that one up high. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bases empty, 7-4 ball game. Blue Jays in front. Messenger fires, ground to right side. That's going to be a fair ball. Ferrer is going to turn, go around first. He's going to get into second with a slide, a 2-out double by Jose Ferrer. Just bag into fair territory. Went all the way to that short wall that darts in. And now a runner in scoring position. 2 outs for Adrian Pinto. Jose Ferrer, that's his second double of the year. Messenger now out of the stretch here. That first pitch is in there, 93 inside corner. One messenger fires in the dirt. Yank that slider again. One and one. Pinto's 1-for-4. Reached on a single and a fielder's choice. Came around, scored a run. He's stolen two bags. 1-1, up and in. Jumps out of the way of it. That fastball by Messenger. He's been throwing it up in the zone, and it has had a tendency to leak arm side inside of these right-handed batters. 2-1. Chopper over to short. That's going to be picked up by the third baseman, Marcos Cabrera, and it's going to be off the bag. Ferrer didn't stop, and he's going to get tagged out at home. That will end the inning. The E5. Actually, they're going to rule that as a hit. But that will end the inning. The Blue Jays can't score one. We'll head to the top half of the ninth. Larkin back out for the four-out save. Blue Jays lead by 3-7-4. Top half of the ninth coming up. Back here, top half of the ninth inning. 7-4 lead for the Blue Jays. 1-2 count to Richardson at the plate. Larkin kicks and fires, fouled off. Larkin out for his third save opportunity. He's 2-of-2 so far, trying to finish this one off. He'll need to do four outs worth of work to get that third save. 3-run lead for the Blue Jays. Kicks and fires, that one outside, but swung on and no contact. Richardson down on strikes. Second strikeout for Larkin.
Designated hitter number 23, Ben Rice.
Third strikeout of the day for Grant Richardson, and that's going to bring up the DH, Ben Rice. Blue Jays trying to win the first two games of this series. That pitch outside, 1-0 to Rice. He's 0-3 on the day. Strikeout, a ground out, and a line out to right field. 1-0, swung on, grounder over to second. Picked up by Pinto, Nunez turns and makes the grab at first, and that's two down. Blue Jays, one out away. Top half of this ninth inning here at TD Ballpark. The Jays looking for their 11th win on the year. Cut and a miss there to start off Mejia. 0-1. Singled in his last at bat, came around and scored the second run. Liner right side, that's foul. And now, Larkin one strike away from finishing this thing off. The 0-2 from Larkin, low and outside, that gets back to the backstop off the heel of Ferrer's glove. We'll try it again, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Larkin kicks and fires up high. Can't get him to chase. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch from Larkin, fouled off. Mejia fighting to stay alive here. 2-2. Larkin about to make his 26th pitch. Kicks and fires up and in. Mejia ducks out of the way. Now 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Bases empty. Three-run lead for the Blue Jays. Larkin sets. Kicks and fires, and that's fouled off. Mejia trying his best here, fighting off those pitches. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Full count. Pitch on the way. Grounder. Left side over to Machado. Throw is in time. Nice pick by Nunez, and that will do it. The Blue Jays win both of the first two games of this series. Their 11th win on the year. They're 11-18. The Tarpons fall to 13-15. The win will go to Kendry Rojas. Will go to Yan Castro, and the save goes to Connor Larkin. Blue Jays score 7 runs on 11 hits. They committed 1 error. The Tarpons score 4 runs on 7 hits. They committed 2 errors. We'll be back tomorrow night for Game 3 of this series against the Tampa Tarpons. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Broadcast will start at 6:15. Don't forget, fans, tomorrow is fishing night, sponsored by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. Tomorrow, May 12th, when your Blue Jays take on the Tampa Tarpons. The first 1,000 fans will go home with the DJ Fishing bobblehead, courtesy of Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. In addition to the bobblehead giveaway, there will be a fishing raffle complete with charters and gear. It will also be Dollar Beer Night, presented by Budweiser. $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. Don't miss out. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com for your tickets now. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, and on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a good one, y'all.